CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. An historic decision today from the Supreme Court, which essentially ruled former President Trump will have partial immunity for trying to overturn the 2020 election. Our Jan Crawford with the court's dissenting opinion from Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
Today's decision to grant former presidents criminal immunity reshapes the institution of the presidency. It makes a mockery of the principle foundational to our constitutional system of government, to our constitutional system of government, that no man is above the law.
Trump celebrated the ruling, calling it a big win for democracy. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
Of course, if Trump is elected, he will simply make this case and all the other federal cases go away. They'll be gone. They will not be prosecuted.
For now, it looks like his January 6th case will be pushed post-election in November. Trump said to be sentenced for his hush money conviction next week. House Republicans are suing Attorney General Merrick Garland. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
They're trying to force him to release audio tapes of President Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Hur in his classified documents case. Hur wrote in the report that the president suffered repeated memory lapses during the interview, referring to the president as an elderly man with a poor memory.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is deflecting questions now on whether he could replace Biden and run for president following last week's dismal debate performance.
Only the president can determine his future as a candidate. He is the candidate. And as long as he is, I'm supporting him.
Biden's camp confirmed this weekend he has no plans to drop out. Prosecutors say they plan to retry Karen Reed for murder following a mistrial today in Boston. Supporters like Rita Lombardi praised the call.
We accept a hung jury because we know it was either not guilty or a hung jury. Guilty was never an option in this case.
The jury deadlocked on whether Reed killed her police officer boyfriend in 2022. Barrels now bearing down on the Caribbean as a dangerous Category 4 hurricane. CBS's Christian Benavides reports from Miami.
Forecasters are warning of extremely dangerous conditions, including life-threatening wind and storm surge. The storm is forecasted to go through the Windward Islands into the Caribbean over Jamaica, and then, according to the latest track, to Mexico near Cancun.
It is not expected to make landfall in the U.S. And an autographed copy of Don McLean's lyrics to American Pie just hit the auction block just in time for the 4th. It could sell for more than $150,000, but they are not the originals. Those sold for $1.2 million in 2015. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There's an elevated level of concern at beaches in the area. Lifeguards at North and Zoo Beaches in Racine say it's rough out there, which has prompted the Public Health Department to issue an advisory. Flags will be flown at half-staff in honor of County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. The governor has issued an executive order in connection to Delagrave's death. Another recall attempt against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has been shot down. The Wisconsin Elections Commission rejected the most recent petition in a 4-2 vote late last week. A 50-year-old Kenosha man riding a bike was hit by a car last night. He was flown to Milwaukee. Police are still searching for that driver. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
A Brewers win over the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-1 victory over the Chicago Cubs in Milwaukee. Chicago's Kyle Hendricks had his curveball and changeup working until the 4th when he gave up a home run to Christian Yelich, then three consecutive singles, followed by a grand slam by Bryce Terang. I asked Hendricks, was that the worst inning of his career?
I've had a lot of really bad innings. You just sit and you evaluate it for what it was. It was pretty clear to me that there were pitches up over the middle of the plate. So when I'm doing that, you don't give yourself much of a chance anyway. away.
After giving up a solo home run on the second pitch of the game, the Brewers' Freddie Peralta settled in, retired 14 batters in a row. How did he react to Terang's grand slam?
I get excited and I get emotional in that moment. I said a bad word that I'm not allowed to say here. But it was great feeling.
The crew opened a series tonight against the Rockies. Racing at Road America, Paul Menard took the checkered flag at the Trans Am event, but was later penalized for illegal contact with another car. He dropped a second, making Brent Cruz the winner. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Got some heavy rain rolling in overnight. Be sure to find those umbrellas for tomorrow because scattered shower chances continue and the rain ramps up again by the evening. Until then, clouds increasing, breezy winds, and high scraping 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
News, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers. Together, we make the perfect soundtrack to summer. Next Brewers game coming up tonight at 7:40 in Colorado. We've got the pregame for you at about 7:05.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door.
We'll be right back. knock the front door open. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. While they'll meet tomorrow, today I'll find no sorrow. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
From Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
like you. Part of me is deep down inside you. And can't you feel the whole world is turning? We are real and we are burning.
Scene's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, don't tell anyone, but we snuck a microphone into the Racine Concert Band concert last night over at the Racine Zoo, and Racine's Mayor Corey Mason was part of the show.
Abraham Lincoln said, "Fellow citizens, we cannot escape history. We of this Congress and this administration will be remembered in spite of ourselves. No personal significance or insignificance can spare one or another of us. The fiery trial through which we pass will light us down in honor or dishonor to the latest generation. We, even we here, hold the power and bear the responsibility."
That's Racine's Mayor Corey Mason with the Racine Concert Band last night at the Racine Zoo. The concert band has free concerts Sunday nights all summer long. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first base line on the field level.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest.
Milwaukee!
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about a couple of things to keep in mind when you're between jobs or when money is scarce. Number one is a reminder that most of us are already tracking. As best you can, only use credit in emergencies. You know, like a medical emergency or when your only car breaks down. Try your best not to use them for everyday type expenses. That could cost you a lot more over time. Now, number two, if you know you're gonna have a hard time paying your creditors, talk to them right away. You know, have those conversations before you fall behind on your bills. They might accept a partial payment. They might be willing to work out some other arrangement with you while you're in a tough spot. And yeah, nobody likes having those conversations, but it's better than the stress of avoiding creditors later. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
you find any tequila at Racine's Harbor Market? I'm not sure about that. Thursday evenings, it's the Racine Harbor Market in downtown Racine. Not this Thursday, though. This Thursday is the 4th of July. Next one is coming up July 11th. It's a great place to make some summer memories, take in the summer vibes, enjoy the ambiance, the flavors, the scents, the music. Racine Harbor Market. Next one is July 11th.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other.
Babe, have mercy.
Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not dreaming.
I am yours. You are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard.
Oh, oh, oh. Tearing yourself away from me now, you are free, and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you. I do. That's forever. Yes, and for always.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard. Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
You still miss me.
Here is the lock and left of the key to your heart.
And I love you.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
You make it hard. And you make it hard.
You got to lose.
despacito. Sing the song, don't be long, thrill me to the voices of the angel wing around the moonlight, asking me, said she's so free, how can you catch the sparrow? Lacy lilting
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You know, if you miss any of our newscasts, you can simply search for WRJN News online. You'll find the latest stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Brewers still aren't saying why an escalator malfunctioned at American Family Field that broke while people were riding it Saturday. 11 people were injured. 6 of them had to go to the hospital. It's not clear exactly what happened or when the escalator might go back in service. Senator Bernie Sanders says he understands Democrats' concerns about President Biden.
But if we are going to protect democracy, if we're going to protect workers' rights, if we're going to deal with climate change, if we're going to deal with women's rights, the choice is absolutely clear.
Sanders, speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front, Sanders gave several speeches around Wisconsin last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Lifeguards at North and Zoo Beaches in Racine are reporting concerning conditions, prompting the Public Health Department to issue an advisory. While the beaches remain open, swimmers are advised to be extra cautious when entering the water. The city says that visitors can still enjoy their day at the beach, but they should remain aware of the current conditions. Governor Tony Evers has ordered that flags in Racine County will be flown at half staff in honor of County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. He died unexpectedly Friday morning. Delagrave had served as county executive since 2015 and was recently reelected to a third term. The Racine County Eye website reports that he suffered a heart attack. The governor's order recognizes Delagrave's more than 2 decades of public service in various roles within Racine County government. Another recall attempt against Assembly Speaker and Racine County Representative Robin Voss has been quashed by the State Elections Commission. The commission rejected the petition in a 4-2 vote, citing approximately 200 signatures that were submitted outside the mandated 60-day collection period. It marks the second unsuccessful effort to recall Voss. Organizers say they're reconsidering their strategy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
We've got some heavy rain rolling in overnight. Be sure to find those umbrellas for tomorrow because scattered shower chances continue and the rain ramps up again by the evening. Until then, clouds increasing, breezy winds, and high scraping 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Stones. Had an old gold Chevy and a place of my own, but the biggest kick I
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets radio show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2. The stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day. And some songs you may have forgotten about. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets. It's Saturdays 10 till 2 on WRJN.
Stay up.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you could share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is competitive art used to be an Olympic sport. I had to look this up. From 1912 to 1948, competitive art was an Olympic sport. They had five categories: architecture, literature, music, painting, and sculpture. It was a juried art competition, but it was abandoned in 1954 because the artists were considered to be professionals, while the athletes were considered to be amateurs.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
The countdown is on for Racine's amazing 4th Fest celebration. It all starts on the 3rd with fun on Monument Square with food, games, music, and raffles from 6 to 9 p.m. Then the big event, the 88th Annual 4th July Parade, all along Main Street, steps off at 9 a.m. with sirens, bands, classic cars, floats, VIPs, clowns, and everything that screams independence. Racine family tradition for 88 years and one of the Midwest's largest parades. Come celebrate with WRJN.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. We've got CBS News coming up at 5 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
And...